from the very first day I met CJ, you know, he came across me as a guy that just leads. It's just who he is as a person. He's very calm. He's very confident, at all times. So, you know, I fully believe that, you know, the second he takes the field with us, you know, today, you know, his first day as a starter, I mean, he's just going to come across as a leader, and that's just what he does.
As a young guy on this team who's starting, are you sort of feeling like, hey, maybe I have an opportunity to be a leader, or are there guys that you're looking at it in the locker room that, hey, we can start to turn this thing around just through that sort of leadership role?
I mean, I think every single guy in the room, you know, in this whole locker room needs to be a leader. You know, everybody leads their own, in their own way. And I think that's just a big thing for us. We just got to, you know, everyone needs to step up and take responsibility for that role.
You're probably the only player in this locker room that saw him prepare at Iowa and see him prepare here. How is he, in essence, stepped up his game away from the field to prepare to be the starter that maybe didn't impress you?
I haven't seen him, so that means he's been studying probably. Yeah. I haven't talked to him very much. So, you know, he's a really focused guy. He loves football more than really almost anything in his life, so he's going to take this job. You know, he's taking it seriously as, you know, as Brian's backup, and, you know, he was ready to go. And he, you know, didn't take very many starting reps last week, and he was ready. So, you know, at this thing, with all the reps, he'll be good to go, and he'll be ready.
So you saw him less when he became a quarterback here?
Yeah, I've seen him less.
Okay. You know, when he, at Iowa, obviously you're kind of a louder type of guy than he is, but you were both great players. I mean, what did the leadership look like in college last year with you two?
Really, CJ, you know, he was our team captain. He was a leader. Like I said, you know, he's cool, calm, confident. That's just, you know, how he carries himself all the time. He's a really easy guy for people to look up to. It's just, you know, that's just how he is. That's his character. And, you know, it's something that, it's a great quality for him. I'm a loud guy. You know, I like cheering and stuff like that. But that's just how he is. And, you know, guys are just really attracted to the way he leads. And that's why he's so good at it.
I got to think when you guys were drafted to the same team that you probably had a conversation about this sort of day coming around, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome the fact that we got to go to the same team, and just the fact that we got to share the same field again, you know, like we did for really 5 years. It's incredible, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to, you know, this week of practice, be on the field with them, and we're looking forward to Sunday.
He said he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low, he likes to keep a calm demeanor. So when you're in the huddle, how does he just emphasize, like, when he's getting after guys or time to get after it? I mean, what's his M.O.?
His M.O. is he's the same dude every single play. It doesn't matter if he threw an interception the play before, he threw a touchdown the play before. He's the exact same guy in and out of the huddle. And that's what's, you know, so great about him. He's just incredibly consistent, and, you know, you can always rely on him.
Have you ever seen him get really down about something or really happy about something?
He was really happy about the birth of his daughter, and he was pretty upset after we lost the championship game. About that, no, he's pretty consistent.